You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Last week, Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order relating to immigration along the Texas-Mexico border. The order had more specifically to do with transportation. It said that no one other than law enforcement officers could transport migrants, and that migrants can be sent back to a port of entry and their vehicle impounded if they're suspected to have crossed the border illegally or of spreading COVID-19. Governor Abbott said that the order was necessary to keep Texans safe, citing the Biden administration's refusal to enforce laws that would do the same. But the administration has a different point of view. On Friday, the Justice Department sued the state of Texas over the governor's order, asking a judge to block it. A state has no right to regulate the federal government's operations, the complaint said. As for what all this means on the ground, for that we now bring in Ileana Olguin. She is an immigration attorney from El Paso, and we should note a county commissioner in El Paso, which is significant since the county itself has been involved in transporting migrants. Ms. Olguin, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the disruption this order might cause to the logistics of how immigration actually works along the southern border, as you see it.
Yes, no, it's going to be very, very disruptive. So here in El Paso, the way things work is that the federal government partners with many community agencies and organizations in order to make sure that migrants are safely transported, for example, from a port of entry or other processing facility after they've been processed by the Department of Homeland Security. And so they rely on shelters who are going to house the migrants, who in turn rely on volunteers who then help transport the migrants once the migrants are ready to make their way to their final destination. And the county itself, we also participate by helping transport migrants to shelters after they've been processed. This order will be extraordinarily disruptive. And frankly, I'm not really sure what the governor is imagining would happen. Is he thinking, is his solution that migrants just have to remain at the border? It really just doesn't make any sense.
Well, what is your understanding as an attorney yourself about the current status of the order? Does it remain in place while a judge considers whether to put it on hold or what?
That's exactly what we're going to try to figure out. Sadly, really, to me, this all seems more of a distraction from the governor than anything else. Of course, we know that the governor says that his rationale is because he's trying to spread, to stop the spread of COVID-19. But that's not really what this order is about. If he was really concerned about stopping the spread of COVID-19, then he wouldn't be doing all of the other things that he's doing, like not allowing local governments to enforce mask mandates. So we know it's not really about COVID-19. It's really a distraction just to distract us from all of the terrible other things that the state government is trying to do here in Texas and their failure to manage the COVID-19 crisis. So that's what we're going to try to figure out today at the commissioner's court. We're going to hear from our county attorney's office. We're going to hear what our options are, and we're basically going to have to decide how we're going to move forward.
Tell us a little bit more about your concerns about how the governor's order might be enforced.
Yes, definitely. No, that is certainly a concern, how these officers are supposed to identify vehicles which they believe are carrying migrants that are in violation of the order. Racial profiling is certainly going to be a concern. And of course, one of the primary reasons that this order is, in fact, unconstitutional. And that's why I personally don't believe that the order will stand. But unfortunately, right now, in this moment, it's doing nothing but wreaking havoc on the system that we have here in El Paso, where we have the federal government agencies working together with community organizations and local government to try to make sure that migrants are safely transported to wherever it is that they need to go so that they can reach their final destination and await the proper removal proceedings once they get there.
Ileana Olguin is an immigration attorney based in El Paso and a county commissioner in El Paso. Ms. Olguin, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.